The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. We are all aware that having adequate childcare is good for parents that would like to work, businesses that would like to have employees, and especially for children that can be better prepared for school, and have the experience of being with other children. There are many examples of harm caused by the lack of childcare. I think we've all gone to restaurants or other businesses that have been closed or available for fewer hours because of the shortage of childcare. When reviewing applications for college scholarships, I came across several students who shared with us that they came home from school and the parents left for work, leaving them to take care of younger siblings. This meant that they couldn't really focus on homework for a few hours, but more importantly, it meant that they could not participate in after-school programs such as sports, music, dance, etc., which are all provided to students because they are important to their growth, and potentially to their future careers. I have talked to a number of physicians with spouses who are also physicians where one works the night shift and other the day shift because they can't find childcare. One of my providers who works at the UC Health Hospital told me that she and her co-workers work less than full-time so they can share childcare because they can't either afford or find childcare. Parents who can't find childcare miss out on income during the years that they have preschool children. They also miss contributions during that time to Social Security and they will thus have lower Social Security payments during their retirement years. Many families, particularly in minority communities, already struggle financially to pay rent, insurance and to put food on the table. The lack of childcare and affordable childcare contributes to generational poverty. I'm sure there's plenty of grandparents who had not planned on being the primary childcare provider in their old age. Most do not have the training that childcare providers have. Until we do something to address the shortage of childcare, there will be many, many more stories like these. Bob Norris.